What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I might not have a roller coaster of love for you. Maybe it's my love of food, but we've got a roller coaster of great discussions about food and cuisine and everything that happens that is fun in Wisconsin. And we're going to be doing it every Tuesday here on the Maggie Dawn Show at 2:30. So set your alarms, folks. Tuesday at 2:30, we're going to be doing a segment called Yes, Chef. And it wouldn't be Yes, Chef if there wasn't a chef. So I'm so happy to be joined by Adam Pavlak, head chef, executive chef at Egg and Flour out of Bayview in Milwaukee. Thanks so much for doing this with me, Adam. I am so pumped.
How are you doing?
Yeah, so pumped and excited to have you. So let's just start at the very beginning. You are of an Italian heritage and background, and you are making amazing pasta. Is your love of food and bringing people together through food, did that come from your family? Is that where you first got the food bug?
I would say that definitely is the start of it. You know, everyone has a background to when their childhood is, whether it's sports, music, food, whatever their parents were into or did or whatever they surrounded them with, I think transcends into their adult life. So here we are. And clearly my family loves to cook, to eat, to put on parties, holidays, and then just your, you know, Monday through Friday, normal dinner, like, hey, what are we going to do? And what are we going to do this week? And we'd sit around and figure that out. And my mom is a great, great home cook, Rosalie, give her an early shout out. I wouldn't say chef, but I would say definitely great home cook that, you know, we had our standard like 30 rotation that everyone would pick something. And then it comes around a month later, and we're doing it again, maybe more, maybe even a couple weeks we would go again. But, yeah, definitely food is my love, is my passion. And it just so happens I'm able to be surrounded by it in my everyday workday.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. If you can make something that you enjoy already and make it your work and not lose the love and joy that come from doing that, that is the secret sauce there. Myself, my mom was Shirley. We had the same thing about the set of like 20 home-cooked meals that would be on rotation. And what are we going to get today?
Yeah.
But that's where it all started, like coming together every day. My mom worked as well, but for the most part, we had home cooked meals on the table. Everybody was expected to be there. And that was really where my love of food and just being a home cook started. You have worked all over the city. You've cooked every kind of cuisine. Obviously, you're going to love some Italian cuisine. You make pasta every day. So I'm going to ask you, other than Italian, other than pasta, do you have a particular protein or cuisine or both that you really love to cook or that you find especially challenging, something that stands out to you?
Sure. So we'll just answer all your questions with Yes, Chef. That's how this segment's going to go. They're going to hear a lot about that. Yes, Chef. For me, it would have to be after Italian cuisine, you know, whether it's Southern, Northern, whatever. I'm going to go into classically French trained, or I would say Americana. So something where you can take a piece of meat or protein or vegetable or grain or whatever, and kind of put your own spin on it. And for me, being in Wisconsin, we have four seasons. We see four different types of vegetables rolling through, or a good time for seafood to be harvested and used and ate and stuff like that, where most people, you know, don't get that. And that's something that has definitely helped me. But I would say seasonal modern cooking is kind of my style. I like to cook for people with what they like to eat. You know, I also like to cook food that maybe they've never had before. So it's like all over the board, but I would say steaks and French cooking, Italian cooking. I really, really like Spanish and Mexican flavors, and that I would say I eat more of that food, but I definitely have a very, very big heart and big stomach for Mexican food and cuisine. Which is an easy thing that I do. And I love to learn about it too, as well. You know, that's the biggest thing, is like learning about the culture, learning about the food and the ingredients, and then figuring out how I can use my skills and what my knowledge and what I already know to really show off those ingredients and that, and do it the right way.
I'll start with yes, chef, because that's what it's all, that's what it's all about. I've always viewed food as a way to learn about someone, to learn about a culture, to learn about a region.
Yeah, and it's that, telling a story.
Yeah, absolutely. And that part of food can be really humbling. I jokingly have used this line for years now. It's like, they don't call it the Last Supper for nothing, right? Like, whether or not you believe in Jesus Christ, right? The story was about getting together to break bread with people. That is the way that human beings mark our major events. Doesn't matter where you're from on the globe, doesn't matter what century or what race or nationality, we use food to mark life's great moments. That's why I love it so much. I learn something every time I eat something new, which I find amazing. So for I hear you and I feel all of that. Now I'm going to ask a completely personally interested question, because I have been petrified, my brother, to try to make pasta at home. Like, I have a myriad kitchen gadgets of all stripes. I have 2 different mandolins, for crying out loud. A lot of kitchen equipment. But I have had, again, great anxiety even buying a pasta maker, right? And making my own pasta, because it's hard to get it exactly right. You can do it, you can do it badly, and everybody can do that. But to do it well, it can be a little challenging. Do you have some tips for the at-home cooks like myself about how to make homemade pasta?
Well, I think pasta is like the most fun thing to do at home. It takes a little bit, and you know, you have to do it right, but I think it's fun. Everyone loves pasta, and when you make fresh pasta and you get it down, most of the time you don't want to go back. You want to make that a fun thing, and it's just so much better, and there's so many different things you can do with it. But my tips for that is, if you have a KitchenAid machine, using your KitchenAid with the dough hook to make your dough ball, and then getting that pasta attachment that can either sheet out, it can sheet out the pasta and make it thin, and you can use that for ravioli or hand car or whatever. And then that attachment also kind of flips over the other side, and you can put your pasta through and it cuts it for you. But I would definitely start with that, and then get into, you know, making raviolis, making stuffed pastas, doing things like that. But I would definitely say the KitchenAid is a great start. There's tons of pasta recipes out there, which is really nice, whether you want it more rich with more egg whites or egg yolks. Do you want more oil? Do you want salt in it? Do you want to season it with different flavors or colors and stuff like that? But I think the very basic, you know, egg yolks, all-purpose flour, a little bit of salt, and maybe a little bit of oil, that's all you need.
Yeah, it's often you got to start with the most fundamental, basic, stripped-down recipe for anything. Learn on that, and then figure out as you go how you like it. All right, so Adam, my promise to you is that before we hit Thanksgiving time, maybe I'm going to even put a shorter deadline on it. Before we hit Halloween, I will have made an attempt to do pasta at home, and I will have to report back to you. I don't want to ask you to taste it, because I don't want to embarrass myself.
Not at all.
I will report back.
That's cool. Well, the thing that people need to know about the pasta as well is, let's say you make the pasta, it turns out really good, you have your pasta dough ball, and everyone's like, well, I don't have one of the machines to make it really thin and put it through or whatever. There's also a lot of shapes that you can do by just pulling the pasta dough little by little off the dough ball, and whether it's running it through your hands or on the table or putting it over a fork or making it really, really long, however you want, you don't always have to have the pasta sheeter and roll it out thick. So maybe you could even start with that. And then you take a little ball of pasta, put it between your hands and do one of these, send it off, and you do that 150, 200 times, and you have 2 bowls of pasta.
Yeah, and listen, I like me some gnocchi. Anything that is like a rolled ball of dough of any type, I'm always going to be.
Dumpling.
Right? Yes. So this brings me to my...
And that might be a good start, too. That could be a really good, you know, alternative.
Yeah, the lead up to take a baby step, Maggie, with a dumpling first. Yes, chef, I shall do so. I love that idea. Well, it's funny that you mentioned the dumplings, right? I joke with my friends. There's a bunch of places that we will grab dumplings of different varieties. But I like to joke that every single culture I know of has a dumpling, has a thing that's made of dough that's stuffed with another thing, variety of sauces or sauces.
Or it's not. Yeah. You know, like the classic, like, dumpling in the chicken soup where it's kind of thinner. And you can drop that into the boiling or simmering broth and it kind of comes up to the top. Who doesn't love that?
And what culture doesn't have a dumpling of some sort? I have scoured. I cannot find a culture that doesn't have some kind of dumpling. It's that incredibly, incredibly universal. So I wanted to ask you a little bit, being in Wisconsin, I know you mentioned this, we have such an incredible variety of ingredients that we can draw on. Do you have a particular season that you enjoy the most from a produce standpoint?
People always are going to say, you know, fall or winter or something like that here because of the different items, but I really like mid to late summer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those ingredients can be used as like they are fall ingredients as well. And they kind of interact with each other really well. But I mean, corn and tomatoes and zucchini and things that are like nice and light and fresh, you know, the really more light bean herbs, basil and stuff like that. It's so universal, and it's more so in the type of food that I use and I cook. But when it comes to fall or it comes to winter, then you're dealing with squash and different root vegetables and things like that. It's just crazy. But if you try to use vegetables that are seasonal and that you can get at a farmer's market here or that you know that is grown in Wisconsin and you know that is coming from a farm and it's being harvested at its essentially its peak, that is when you will turn yourself into, you know, just a cook, to a home cook, to a chef, or at least someone that appreciates and very, very knowledgeable about food, and it'll make all your food and dishes taste better.
Yeah, I was blessed enough. Not only do I have a mom that cooked almost every day, but she had a garden too. So out of the box as a little kid, I remember the first time I was at a buddy's house for dinner and the mom made some canned green beans. Now I give her tons of credit. She was making food at home, but my little spoiled butt had just been eating garden green beans, which my mom would freeze. I didn't know green beans could be, you know, tiny and gray and taste like cardboard or aluminum because I had only ever eaten fresh.
Hey,
green
that's
beans.
Not a bad problem.
Oh, it was a beautiful problem to have as a kid. But to your point, we have such a wealth of farmers markets in every community, in every county, in every city, village, and town in this state.
Yep.
That you can really...
And butcher shops, too. You know, butcher shops or places for seafood and stuff like that.
Now, that is the thing I'd like to talk to you about next. Because I do not have butchering skill, and I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit more. My guest for this installment of Yes, Chef is Chef Adam Pavlak, chef, owner, operator of Egg and Flour. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. More with Adam when we come back.
Don't wipe your hands on your apron, Chef.
Chef.
Chef.